With society's endless expectations upon you and mental health and anxiety issues on the rise, finding your true authentic self can be challenging. Being your true self is a key and never a mistake, because you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically. Join Dr. Kim R. Grimes as she creates a safe space and initiates influential conversations about you being you. Listen to discussions featuring step-by-step guides, techniques, and principles that you can sink your teeth into about uncovering your greatness, triggering a mindset shift, and living beyond your limiting beliefs. The time to connect with who you were created to be and fall madly, in love with you starts now. Here's your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to another episode of You Are You, Unapologetically, the podcast where we dive into real conversation that empower you to show up fully, embrace your uniqueness, and live with bold authenticity. I'm your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes. Yay! So today's conversation is one that so many women struggle with: self-love. Too often, and I mean too often, women are told that putting themselves first is selfish. And society reinforces that idea that putting themselves first is selfish by the demand it places on women, especially in the workplace. Whether it's family, work, community, or cultural expectations, women carry the weight of the world, sometimes it feels like, but we carry the weight of others' needs on our shoulders. And we end up feeling guilty for wanting space. We feel guilty for wanting rest. We feel guilty for just wanting joy for ourselves. But here's the truth. Here's the truth. Self-love, it isn't selfish. It's not selfish. To be honest and open and 100% transparent, it is the foundation for living unapologetically. That's right, I said it. It's the foundation for you living as a woman unapologetically. It is about you showing up as your best self and for creating healthier relationships with others. That's what it's all about. So this conversation will challenge that belief that self-love is selfish, which it's not, right? This conversation challenges that by showing that self-love is the opposite. It's essential for sustainability, well-being, and living authentically. That's what I said. So we'll unpack what self-love really means by showing you how prioritizing yourself can actually strengthen your ability to care for others. It can strengthen your ability to practice ways and to do things to build self-love in your daily life. So the goal of our discussion today is to empower women. Yes, I said empower women to embrace self-love unapologetically and provide them, every last one of you who are listening, with both inspiration and practical steps to prioritize yourself, right? Putting yourself first without guilt. Okay, you guys, let me tell you about our guests. Oh my goodness. So I know you guys hear it every time, every podcast, I'm introducing a phenomenal guest, but my guests, they are phenomenal. And today, I have another phenomenal guest for you. I'm just saying, I can't help it. I always find phenomenal guests. You should come on and you'll be a phenomenal guest as well. With that being said, let me tell you about our guest today. Our guest is the founder and CEO of Lioness Global Partnership, LLC. She is a passionate, resilient relationship and marriage coach, a true soul connector who helps high-value Africans in the diaspora build love that lasts. Raised by her mother, whose strength and wisdom taught her emotional depth and compassion, our guest learned early that love is both a gift and a skill. Living between two worlds, Africa and New York City, she discovered that successful relationships require more than attraction. They demand self-love, cultural alignment, and emotional intelligence. That realization sparked her mission to help others find the same clarity and balance she achieved. With over 15 years of experience as a business owner, social worker, and human resource leader, our guest has empowered countless, and I mean countless individuals to heal, to grow, and create purposeful relationships rooted in respect and shared values. A certified life coach, MSW graduate, and a Voice of Courage Award recipient, our guest work continues to transform lives through love, truth, and cultural authenticity. Please, please, please help me to welcome Mrs. Stella Omotoni. I got it! To You Are You podcast, right? Like, thank you. Woo! Stella, thank you so much for being here. As you see, I am so excited, right, to have you on our episode today. And, you know, not only that, I'm excited that you said yes, that we're going to discuss this exciting topic about self-love isn't selfish and how to prioritize yourself as a woman. So thank you again and again for being here. But before we dive in, before you give some of your wisdom and juicy nuggets, please, please, please share with our listeners how we met, right? How we met. But I also want you to share after that, why is this conversation, right? Why does it resonate with you? You have the floor, my love.
Wow, what a welcome, Dr. Kim. You're contagious. Oh my goodness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for all of the amazing compliments. I'm truly, truly blessed to be on your podcast. I'll tell you that. Our story is nothing short of God's work. And that's how I see it. I could not have written a script, couldn't have made this up. It just was meant to happen. And so, dear viewers, how I met this amazing lady was just shocking. Was getting married, season two, guys. Season two, believe in love. It's what I preach. And a sister of mine introduced me to her, and I called her. Our first conversation lasted 3 hours. And in that conversation, I said to her, have you been to Africa? She said, no, I haven't. I said, what? You're coming. Like, literally, you're coming to Rwanda, and you're coming to my wedding. That's how it all began. The energy was real. The positivity was what I needed. The everything that Dr. Kim is, I feel like is the person I have been looking for and missing in my life to be whole. And so I truly mean every word that I say. Thank you for being a blessing in my life. And thank you for having me at your podcast.
Yes, absolutely. You guys, the wedding was breathtaking. It was something that I've never experienced before. My husband went along with me. We've never experienced it before. And it was an eye-opener. If you have not been to Africa, you must go, because it's nothing. And I say nothing like they portray it on television. Nothing. I want to say this. It was in Africa, in Kigali, where my husband and I both agreed, where we actually had the most loving welcome. Now, you guys know I travel all over the world, but in Kigali, in Africa, this is the most welcome, loving, belonging welcome that we have ever received in all of our travel. So thank you so much, Stella, for saying yes to me and yes to for us to come to your wedding. We're still being blessed behind it, still being blessed behind it. And so thank you, thank you, thank you. So let's do this. Let's dive into why we're here today, right? We're talking about, and I already said it, self-love. It isn't selfish. So let's talk about breaking the myth of selfishness when we talk about self-love. Oh, wait, before we do that, tell me now, like, share with us, why does this conversation or topic resonate with you so much?
That's a very important question, Dr. Kim. So many people ask because they think self-love is selfish. And why it resonates with me is because you have to be whole to give. You have to come from a place of I'm enough to be able to pour into someone else. And without self-love, you're empty, you're sad, you're nourishing the wounds. So to me, self-love is caring for your emotional, mental, and physical well-being. It's choosing to speak kindly about you. It's choosing to set healthy boundaries and honoring your own needs before anybody else's. Because when you do those things, Dr. Kim, then you're whole and you're comfortable in who you are unapologetically.
That's it.
Therefore, you can love fully and be present for people in your life.
Absolutely. Well, you know, so many women equate prioritizing themselves with neglecting others. So where does this belief come from? And why is it so harmful or, you know, hurtful to us in general as a woman?
That's a very good question. I believe it comes from, I will speak for my culture. So born and raised in East Africa, Uganda, originally from Rwanda, you're taught to be modest, to give. And, you know, I've lived here long enough in the United States. It's not very different. It's women, you carry everybody's baggage, whether it's your children, if you're a mother, your husband, if you're married, a brother's family, if you're still single. You always, there's almost a need of, if I do this, then maybe I'll be loved and accepted.
Right.
Guys, it's a myth. It is a myth.
And I agree with you, because you were talking about the culture, and I recognize in your culture, you guys take on the responsibility of the whole family. And so it's even more of a burden than it is in America, because when we talk about marriage or relationship, right? But particularly in marriage, when we marry, like here in America, we're taking on the spouse, right? Rather than the husband or the wife. But we don't bring in the entire family. But in your culture, you guys do. So can you share a moment in your life when you struggle to prioritize yourself? And then also tell and share what changed.
Very good question. It's way too many examples of that, because that's, if I can give my own family history, my mother raised us single-handedly after my father had been killed. It was 9 children. There's literally no space for this woman. no space for her, her well-being, her emotion, nothing. It was about her children. How do we eat? How do we go to school? How do all of those things? So I have learned that you become your environment.
Oh, yeah.
What you see growing up is who you become as an adult. And so you take on that burden. And I remember specifically when I moved to the States and was in New York City, this is a place I'd only watched on TV.
Wow.
Here I am in Times Square working for United Nations, feeling like the world belongs to me. And I would feel guilty.
Wow.
That I'm enjoying this life and I'm in this great city. And it took me work, personal work.
Yeah.
I just need therapy to just know that I deserve. And I tell you, when that changed for me, I think I'm happier and I'm a better friend, better mother, suddenly better spouse.
Come on now.
I realized that, no, I wasn't being selfish. I was wounded. I needed to heal in order to give.
Yes, I love that. I love that so much. Healing to give, healing to give. And so when we fill our own cup, we don't just have more to give, right? We don't just have, we give from a place of abundance. We give from a place of overflow and not from a place of exhaustion, right? So no, I get it and I hear you loudly. So let's share with our listeners, what does self-love really look like? So we know that self-love isn't just a bubble bath, right, or spa day. So what does authentic self-love look like in an everyday life? And can you give some practical ways women can practice this self-love daily beyond the surface, beyond the fake areas or the fake actions that take place?
Ladies, let me just say this to you. Playing small doesn't cut it. It does not cut it. Believe in who you are. Celebrate who you are. Love you for you.
Yes.
Peace of mind should not be negotiable for someone else's comfort.
That's right.
Honestly, that's for me. That's how I look at it. And when you do those things, but Dr. King, that comes from a place of authenticity.
Yes, yes.
It's from a place of saying, you know what? This is who I am. You take me as I am or not.
Right.
I think it's important to know that we can't be liked by everybody.
Yes.
And be okay with it. And stop selling our souls to be loved or accepted. Because you will never do enough. The more you do, the more they want. And so I learned, I had a very life-changing event in my life. I suffered a stroke. I had a brain aneurysm. And in that moment, it was just me.
Wow.
Just me. And I remember when they said you're bleeding in the brain, I'd never had anything like that. And I thought I was going to die. My child was 18 months and another one was 4 days baby, 4 days old.
Right.
And the panic, the regrets, nothing could have cleared my mind.
Right.
Until I said, God, if I recover, I will serve you. And serving for me meant loving me, celebrating every single little thing that happened. For women, you deserve it. The role is not for sad people. You could do your spas, you could do all of these things, but let me tell you, do not negotiate your peace of mind.
Come on now. Say that again, please. They need to hear that.
Okay. Stop negotiating your peace of mind for someone else's comfort.
Yes.
Do it. Because when you do it, you're falling forward and forward and forward, and you could potentially fall.
Right.
Invest in emotional wellness, whether it's as for some, whether it's journaling for others, if it's therapy, do what you need.
Ooh.
Do what your soul needs.
Mm-hmm.
Just find purpose, people, and growth.
Yes. So in a way of saying just a few, like I hear you, but some people are stuck and they're not thinking, okay, how do I get this started? Like, how do I just start this self-love? So in a practical way, like if you can give one or two steps, right? Can you just, you know, or three, Can you go into that?
Absolutely. I've had things I'm like, yeah, right. That sounds so great, but how do you actually do it? It's very simple, ladies, how you do it. First of all, it's a mindset.
Yeah.
It's a mindset. It is giving yourself permission that you matter.
Yes.
It's a simple thing. It's literally, it could be affirmation. It could be you're looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, Stella, I matter. I deserve.
Yes.
So if meditation works for you, please meditate. If affirmation works for you, say those words to yourself. Words create. Create the world that you want to see.
Yes.
When I say do not negotiate your peace of mind for someone's comfort, I actually mean practice that. Get a piece of paper and write that every day if you need to.
Wow.
If you need to. It works. I tell my girls, you've met my daughters, I tell them, ladies, your princess is on a pedestal.
Indeed.
And nobody tell you different.
Awesome. Oh my gosh, this is just giving me chills and I'm loving it. I'm loving every minute of it because I hear you saying self-love is a discipline. It's about consistency or consistently, that is, well, being consistent, but consistently choosing yourself even in small ways. And that is so, so amazing. So we know that self-love, you know, when we get into it, when we really do it, right? In other words, let's just be real about it. When women start prioritizing and, you know, themselves and getting into self-love, guess what shows up? The first thing that shows up is guilt. Why are you doing that? You can't do it. And you said it yourself. When you were in that space and you were loving life, guilt showed up, knocked on the door and said, hello, let me in. Right? So why do you think women often feel guilty when they put themselves first?
I think we do because that's what we're conditioned to do. Again, I spoke from my culture. If I think my mother sacrificed everything to raise us, I believe I need to sacrifice everything to raise the next generation. However, times have changed, number one. But number two, there's nothing wrong with you. Because remember, you come from a place of abundance. There's nothing wrong with you do when the guilt voice comes in. I coach myself.
Yes.
I really do.
Yes.
I'm like, no voice. I hear you, but I want you to take it a notch down.
Yes.
Because I am more than that.
That's it.
I'm better than that voice. Why am I guilty? Oh, because that's what I know from my mother. But guess what? She probably would have had a different life had she done it differently. So for me, that guilt has to be silenced. We have to unlearn the patterns that we've learned through our upbringing and personal experiences. Unlearn intentionally.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Unlearn, undo the bad things so that we fill our jar with beautiful memories and experiences.
Absolutely. And so, you know, as you're talking, I hear the different strategies that you are sharing. I want to say two things. One, I get when you talk about your mother, because it reminds me so much of mine, who had 8 children. Your mom had one more than my mother did, but 8. And we were stair step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And trying, just like you said, trying to make sure there's food in the house, right? Wait, not only in the house, we got a roof over our head and shoes on our feet and clothes on our back. So I just wanted to share that I definitely connect with that because my mother was a mother of 8. So definitely diving in that space. Also, the other thing was, you know, as you were sharing, you were talking about what you do. And you said when a thought comes, you're like, No, you talk to yourself, you coach yourself out. I mean, you know, through it. And I think that's so powerful because I do the exact same thing. I'm like, I'm not going to waste any more energy on this, on you thought, right? Like, I see you, I recognize you showing up. And when I try to ignore you, you keep showing up. So I do the exact same thing and it works. It works. So I want you to share with our listeners, like sometimes it's not only guilt, but selfishness. Like they feel selfish, right? So if it's not guilt, they then feel selfish that they're spending time with themselves. Can you talk on that? I know we talked about, you know, we broke the myth and all that kind of stuff, but I just wanted you to add something about not feeling selfish.
So to me, selfishness is disregard of others.
Mm-hmm.
When you are so much into yourself that you don't care about others, that's not self-love. That's selfishness.
Come on now. Yes.
You do that for personal gains. Usually you want to get to a place, you want something from that person, and you disregard them. When it gets there, something is off.
Yes.
Unless it's something else. And as I said, seek therapy, seek counseling, seek coaching.
Okay.
So that you're not disregarding others, but simply saying, I deserve to look good. I deserve to smell good. I deserve a quiet moment.
Yes.
To realign mm-hmm. my values with where I am today. Because when you do that, again, you're coming in with abundancy. And whether it's a child, a spouse, a friend, a coworker, you're going to be in a better place to relate well.
Yes, 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 yes. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm loving this. I'm just loving this conversation. So let me ask you this. If you could leave every woman that's listening to this podcast one reminder, but powerful reminder, or a first step to start prioritizing herself without guilt, without feeling selfish, what would it be?
Could I read a letter to women?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Dear woman, you spend so much of your life giving, showing up for everyone, holding everything together, loving deeply, even when no one saw your tired hands. But now it's time to turn that love inward. Please prioritize peace over people's approval. That's a big one. You're not here to please everyone. You are here to live freely, softly, and purposefully. Pour into your emotional and spiritual well-being. Please pray if you're a prayerful woman. Journal if you're a writer. Stay in stillness sometimes. We as women, as mothers, as creators, we need to heal. Not to prove your strength, but to protect your joy. I love you.
Oh my goodness. That was so amazing. So amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing that beautiful letter. Thank you. Please, please. Sadly, our time has come to an end, but that's okay. We will definitely invite you back again and again and again. Please, before we go, please share with our listeners, how do they get in contact with you? How do they reach out and touch you or have you touch them? Please share.
Thank you very much for that, dear listeners. First of all, thank you for blessing me with this time to listen to me. Dr. Kim is amazing. I can be reached on Instagram at hashtag Stella Omotoni. That's my first name, last name. And the coaching practice is actually, the name is Kunda, which is K-U-N-D-A. It's a Rwandan name for love. Kunda.life is how I could be reached. You could also email me at stella@lgi.life. stella@lgi.life.
Wow. So this is, you guys, I'm just saying, this is unapologetic living. That's what we're talking about, right? That's what we're talking about, self-love, and it's not selfish. It's choosing you without explanation or guilt. That's what it's all about. Thank you, Stella. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for saying yes. Thank you for sharing your wisdom. Thank you for being here. Truly, truly appreciate it. Okay, you guys, I will be right back. I'm back. Okay. Was that not an awesome conversation? I still have chills from it. I'm serious. Wow. Thank you, Stella, Umu, Tony. Thank you so much for being you and for gracefully sharing your gifts and talents on self-love isn't selfish and how to prioritize yourself as a woman. Now, please allow me to share what I took away from our conversation today. And I hope you got the same thing I did. As I stated in the opening segment, self-love, right, isn't selfish at all. Here's the truth. Self-love is the foundation for living unapologetically. It is. It is the foundation for you being you. It is the foundation for you showing up as your best self and for creating. It's the foundation for you creating healthier relationships with others. Self-love, again, isn't selfish. It's self-preservation and self-empowerment because it builds your self-confidence and your self-esteem. Self-love is not selfish, but it's necessary. So stop playing with guilt when it shows up. Self-love invites you. It invites you by prioritizing yourself. Time for yourself. So stop neglecting yourself. Stop. This allows you to heal. Healing is important. And when you heal, you can truly love because you're healed. Healing is so powerful. It is so powerful. Self-love allows you to show up more powerfully for others. You begin to genuinely care for others and have authentic concern for your loved ones and strangers too. I'm telling you, self-love is a daily practice. Every time it's done, it enhances your healing. Let me say that again. Self-love is a daily practice. Every time you do it, it enhances your healing and your ability to heal. So just keep in mind, small, intentional choices, they matter. They matter. Self-love is not feeling guilty. Again, guilt is normal. It's normal. It's going to come around and hang around, but it's not a reason for you to stop your self-care and your self-love. You have to push through the guilt with compassion and courage. Those are my takeaways. Those are my takeaways. And I hope you too. I hope your takeaways, you were able to take away this from this conversation, some of what I just shared from the conversation. All right. Now, you know we can't possibly close this episode without sharing some action steps for our listeners, for each of you to implement, because it's all about taking action. So take action today to begin to prioritize yourself without guilt. That's right. I said it, without guilt. So here are some ways. One, say no to one thing this week that drains you. It can be anything, including people, right? Some of our family members show up and they drain us. So say no to one thing this week that drains you. Number two, be intentional, right? Intentionally schedule at least 15 minutes daily just for you to read, to pray, right? Journal, or just be silent. I like to sit silently at times just in God's presence and not say anything. Intentionally put it on your calendar. How about that? So that's the second thing. The third takeaway I want you to do, or action step that I want you to do this week, is if you like to journal, write one affirmation every morning that reminds you of things such as, I am worthy of love, or I am worthy of this rest. Here's one. I am worthy of joy. I am worthy to heal. I am worthy of peace. You can even say, not only am I worthy, I am enough. Ooh-wee, right? So if you love to journal, write one affirmation. You can do it one affirmation this week, or feel free to do one every morning. Whatever excites you, okay? All right. So number four, the fourth action step I want you to take this week is at the end of the week, I want you to sit back and I want you to reflect. Think about the self-love and the self-care that you implemented. Think about it. Think about what you did. Think about the results and ask yourself, how did choosing myself impact my energy and relationships? That's what I want you to reflect on and find the answers. And when you have answers, please share them. Please. Okay. But most of all, what I want you to remember out of everything we said in this discussion today, or this conversation, or this episode, the one thing I want you to really remember is that you are you, unapologetically. Loving yourself is the first step in walking boldly in your truth. I just gotta say that again. Loving yourself is the first step in walking boldly in your truth. Period. So, with society's rigid expectations and endless opinions, self-expression and self-appreciation can feel challenging and daunting. What? Most of the time, we push things down, we push things away, we dumb down, we hide who we really are, or we just ride the wave. Oh, this is the wave. And we go with the flow. See, you are you unapologetically, and that means being you, the true you, and how you were created, and not allowing people's opinions to affect how you show up in life. Please do not do that. Let people talk. They will talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. Let them talk, because you have no time to be intimidated by the presence of others and think so little of yourself. You don't have time for that. When you show up without pretense and hesitation, the world can't dull your glamour. They can't, no matter how hard they try. And most importantly, you will be inspired to shine your light so brightly, to share it, and to help others tap into their own brilliance. See, that's what happens when you show up being you. So let's put an end to this disparaging mindset and begin to own our authentic self. You can do that by joining me here, right, in a safe space where I initiate influential conversations about you being you. That's right, you being you, because you are you unapologetically, and no one, absolutely no one, is better at being you than you. No one. Absolutely no one. Did I say no one? No one. So a huge thank you, huge hug, a huge shout out goes out to Mrs. Stella Mutoni for joining us today and sharing her God-given wisdom. Ooh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in, for hanging in here with me again and again and again and again. I can't do this without you. I can't. So thank you. And just like the last episode, and the one before that, and the one before that, if this episode spoke to you in any kind of way, please, please take a moment and share it with another woman. Share it with someone who needs to hear that self-love is not selfish. It's necessary. And don't play with guilt when it shows up, because it will. That's what I want you to share. So until next time, keep showing up. Keep loving yourself and keep being you unapologetically. Ciao, ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode. May this transformational discussion shift your mindset so you can live in possibility, so you can step higher in your greatness and stand bolder in your brilliance. Do not wait another minute. Start now to uncover your greatness and begin to fall madly, madly, did I say madly, in love with you. The journey to unleashing and owning your true self doesn't end here. Be sure to subscribe to the show at KimRGrimes.com. Leave a rating and gear up for more conversations like this one. See you on the next episode. And remember, you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically.